But it's Friday when we go on stage to look at what's happening on the boards across the country. We've taken you to tap dance competitions and marching band smackdowns. We also want to bring in critics and reviewers to help us scan the horizon. And today we're going to do just that. Who should we look for in stand-up comedy? Here to answer that question is Dylan Godino. He's founder of the website Laugh Spin. They do comedy reviews and interviews. So, Dylan, we know you want to start with a stand-up comedian, Gary Gulman. Tell us a little about him before we hear from him.
Gary is the type of guy that's in the inner circles of stand-up comedy. Comedians, comedy nerds, they love Gary Gulman. And they love Gary Gulman because he is an incredible joke writer, and he's a great performer. And the thing about Gary is he's proven himself as an incredible performer, incredible comedian, joke writer, but he just hasn't gotten to that mainstream level of success, you know, like your Lewis Blacks and your Louis C.K.'s and and your Chelsea Handlers.
Well, it's a name you may know soon. Let's listen to a little of his stand-up routine that's part of his Comedy Central special, In This Economy. And right here, he talks about his feelings about Netflix.
Netflix I love, but only instant. I don't really want the discs in the envelope anymore. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to go all the way to the mailbox, open up an envelope, take a disc out of the sleeve, open up my DVD player, put the disc in there, change the source on the TV. What am I, a migrant farm worker? I didn't come here to pick peaches. I just want to watch Total Recall.
Dylan Godino, obviously a little politically incorrect there, but Gary Gulman, what more do we need to know about him?
He has the ability to take, you know, I love that you picked that Netflix clip, because that Netflix clip goes on and on and on. I want to say it's like a 10 to 12 minute bit, and it never gets old. He has the ability to take something so small and just blow it up and make it so interesting. The concept of Netflix, he makes absolutely hilarious. And he's just a guy that he's been doing it. He's a veteran comedian, and he's, and I know this shouldn't factor into it, but it's show business and it does. He's a good looking guy. He isn't super dirty on stage. In fact, he's not dirty at all.
No.
And he just has, he basically on paper, he has everything that it takes to become like a worldwide success.
Well, Gary Gulman, I mean, a name to remember. And as you said, a comics comic, the inner circle comedians know about him. And by the way,
yes,
he's on tour with a show this weekend in New York. So we'll remember that name. Let's go to Hannibal Buress, a name a lot of people became familiar with recently, if they weren't already, because he's the comic who called Bill Cosby a rapist on stage during a stand-up routine because of these accusations. I mean, this was before they kind of burbled up into the mainstream media, so it was really quite early on. He's based in New York City, and here is Hannibal Buress during a recent set on Comedy Central. He's telling a story about a time he got caught speeding in Indiana and was asked why he was going so fast.
I was only doing half. Why was I going so fast? Because life is short and we all gonna die soon, and I want to minimize the time I spend on Indiana State Road 37. And officer, if you saw it get speeded and why'd you speed to catch up to me, you're a hypocrite. If you're really against speed and you would have kept going to speed limit, watch me speed in the other lane and then just shook your head and judged me. Instead, we both were speeding for a moment there and the road wasn't any better for it. How you gonna say that I can't do what I did when you did the exact same thing that I did just to catch up to me to say, don't do that?
Okay, a little skewed reasoning there. Dylan Godino, tell us more about Hannibal Buress.
So Hannibal has just been – he's been killing it for the last 5-6 years. He's only – I believe he's 31 years old. He's from Chicago, lives in New York. He's on the show Broad City on Comedy Central, which is incredibly popular show on Comedy Central that's coming back early 2015. He's the co-host of the Eric Andre Show on Adult Swim. He's been in movies. He was in that movie Neighbors with Zac Efron that was a pretty big comedy hit. And he's got this kind of laid-back approach in his delivery. And again, just an excellent joke writer, very accessible. And, you know, he's a little edgy, but not so edgy that he would turn off mainstream comedy listeners.
That's Dylan Godino, founder of the website Laugh Spin, going on stage with us on this Friday to take a look at some up-and-coming stand-up comics. You're listening to Here and Now. And Dylan, you were just talking about comedian Hannibal Buress, a name that people are becoming more familiar with. We'll have links to all of the comics that you've mentioned at hereandnow.org. But you also wanted us to know about comedian Maria Bamford. She's been very open about her struggles with mental illness and brought that into her comedy. Here she is on the Comedy Central show The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail. She's telling people not to commit suicide if they're thinking about it. It's a reminder that Comedy Central goes into a lot of dark places.
Anyways, if you ever start thinking, oh, but I'm a waste of space and I'm a burden, remember that also describes the Grand Canyon. Oh, but I owe people a lot of money and everybody hates me. Hello, Europe. Oh, but I've done some other horrible, unspeakable, unforgivable thing. Google it! Somebody has done exactly what you have done, or worse, has gotten past it and is currently on a book tour. You're never alone!
Dylan Gaudino, tell us more.
Well, yeah, like you said, and like we just heard, she's been very open about her depression. In fact, one of her albums is called Unwanted Thoughts Syndrome, which I don't know if that's an official term for a mental illness, but she talks about her bipolar disorder. She doesn't hide from who she is. She talks about it. And, you know, even though on the surface the topics sometimes she talks about are dark, it never seems that way. And one of the great things I love about comedy, and one of the things that Maria does so well, is she's able to put herself out there and she's able to let people know that they're not alone. They're not alone in this world. And she's able to do that and not be, you know, not sound like an after school special, not be, you know, hammer over the head, overbearing about it. And she's hilarious. She's wonderful.
Well, Dylan, it's a reminder, too, that you can go and probably pay a lot of money and see Chris Rock and it'll be a tremendous evening. But there's so much else to choose from.
That is such an understatement. When I started covering comedy, you know, this was like 2005, maybe there was like 40 to 50 comedy albums released. And now there's, upwards of at least 200 every year comedy albums released. And there's been a huge increase in just comedy venues opening, comedy festivals. Comedy is in an upswing, and I really encourage people to go beyond what they see in movies and on television and just really get to their local clubs, because there is a lot of great talent out there.
Okay. Dylan Gaudino, founder of the website Laugh Spin, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.